Welcome to the Law Firm Accounting and Tax Podcast, powered by Jetro. Each week, we bring extremely valuable accounting and tax tips specific to law firm owners. You will be on your way to growing your practice and putting more money in your pockets. Here's your host.
Hello and welcome back to another episode. Today's topic is, what do I need to know about purchasing, deducting, and depreciating a business vehicle? Now, before we get into that, this episode is brought to you by Jetro, a digital accounting firm servicing business owners across the country, helping them relieve stress around financials and save thousands in taxes. I am your host and founder of Jetro, Mike Jezoshek. Again, today's topic is, what do I need to know about purchasing, deducting, and depreciating a business vehicle? So as we lead up to year end, we have a lot of clients asking about this business vehicle purchase. So of course, we're going to put an episode out about it. And this is a reminder that if there's ever a topic that you want us to touch on specifically, be sure to reach out to us so that we can craft an episode for that. But in this article, or in this blog episode, we're going to be talking about some year-end things to think about when it comes to vehicles, and also discussing just general vehicle purchases overall. So thanks to the Trump tax cuts, or the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, you can write off the cost of a vehicle faster than ever before. Many times you can even take 100% deduction in the first year. Now, when it comes to year-end purchases, there are two main things that I need you to remember. If you want to get a vehicle deduction, you need to do one of two things. First, you need to own the vehicle before year-end, so you have to have that actual purchase of the vehicle occur. Second, you need to place it in service on or before December 31st. And place in service in this instant basically just means drive it at least 1 mile. So in order to get the deduction in year one, you need to own the vehicle and place it in service before December 31st. So let's first talk about what options are available for vehicle deductions. And this would be options available if you're a business owner and own and have a vehicle. So what are the options available to you? We can either do the mileage deduction or actual expenses. Now the mileage deduction, this one is pretty straightforward. You get a certain amount of money for every business mile driven, or every mile driven. And so the deductions for 2020 is 57.5 cents per business mile driven. So you drive 10,000 business miles throughout the year, the deduction that you get is 57.5 cents per mile. If you're doing any kind of charity work and there's driving involved in that, it's 14 cents per mile. If you're doing any kind of medical, so you're driving to and from medical appointments, or you're moving, that would be 17 cents per mile. And of course, personal and commuting, so going from home to an office, is there's no mileage deduction. Now, we've talked about this in the past, that if you have a home office and you go from a home office to a regular office, that is no longer a commute because your commute turned from your bed to your home office. So there's something to consider. So for the mileage deduction, again, pretty straightforward. You get an X amount of dollars or X amount of money per business mile driven. For 2020, it's 57.5 cents per business mile. Note on the business side, that if you use your vehicle for less than 50% of the time for business, you must use the mileage deduction. So you have a vehicle that you drive 10,000 miles total throughout the year, and you spent 2,500 of those miles on business, you have to use the mileage deduction. Now let's look at the actual expenses, or taking actual expenses for your deduction. For this option, you basically take the business use. So you first determine what your business use of the vehicle is. And this would be business miles divided by total miles. So if your total miles was 10,000, your business miles was 7,500, that would mean that your business use percentage would be 75%, or 7,500 divided by 10,000. And then you're going to take that business use percentage and multiply it by the total actual expenses for the vehicle. So this can include things like loan interest if you own it, depreciation if you own the vehicle, lease payments if it's a leased vehicle, fuel, registrations, car washing, repairs, maintenance, insurance, etc. Basically all of the items associated with having that vehicle. So again, you take the business use percentage, that could be 100% if it's a 100% business vehicle, but if it's not, you take that business use percentage, whatever it is, and multiply it by all the costs associated with having that vehicle. Now, this method complicates things slightly, and it's also where depreciation comes into play. So for the most of the majority of the rest of the article, we're going to be talking about depreciation. We're going to be talking about how depreciation works. And one other thing to note, this probably comes obvious, but if you're using the actual expense method, you cannot also use the mileage deduction. So you don't get actual expenses plus miles. It's one or the other. So again, mileage, you just simply just take a X amount of dollar, X amount of money per mile. And then actually you take all the expenses associated throughout the year for that vehicle, multiply it by the business use, and that's the deduction you get. So before we get into depreciation, we just want to talk about what you need to know about vehicle depreciation. And depreciation is essentially how you get the expense for the actual cost of the vehicle. So this is the way of taking an asset that you purchased, which would be a vehicle, and depreciating it, getting that expense over the course of time. When we're talking about depreciation, this item called GVWR is a key point. And GVWR stands for Gross Vehicle Weight Rating. And the big thing to know here is whether your vehicle is over or under 6,000 pounds when it comes to GVWR. So to kind of give you some examples of where kind of these typical vehicles land, I looked at trucks. So a 2020 Ford F-150 would be anywhere from 6,100 to 7,000. GMC Sierra would be anywhere from 6,800 to 7,000 as well. So those are over 6,000. A 2020 Ford Explorer would be 6,000. A 2020 GMC Terrain would be 4,400. And then a GMC Acadia is a 6,001. So that just kind of gives you an idea of where your vehicle lines up. So you can, if you purchase a vehicle, you don't know what the GVWR is, you can check that at any time. You're going to want to know that because that's going to determine how you depreciate your vehicle. Now, when we talk about that, bonus depreciation is a way that you can depreciate your vehicle. 100% bonus depreciation means you can take the full expense of your vehicle in year one if the GVWR is 6,001 or more, so over 6,000 pounds. If your GVWR is under 6,000 or 6,000 or less, you can take $8,000 in bonus depreciation in year one. There's also a way that you can use what they call Section 179 expensing to depreciate your vehicle. The maximum amount you can do here is $1,020,000. Now, if you have a heavy SUV or other vehicle, that limit moves way down to $25,500, maximum you can do in year one. One thing to note with Section 179 too is that the total amount that you take as a deduction cannot be more than the taxable income of your business. So if your taxable income of your business is $30,000, but you want to take a Section 179 for $40,000, you can't take more than your income. Another depreciation method is called the Maker's 5-year depreciation table. Basically, you take 20% in year one, 32% in year two, 19.2% in year three, 11.52% in year four and five, and then 5.76% in year six. And then finally, they have a luxury passenger vehicle depreciation limit. So these are the max that you can take. And this would be year one, $10,100, year two, $16,100, year three, $9,700, and then year four and every year thereafter, $5,760. So when it talks about depreciation and this whole vehicle idea, things can get a bit confusing. So what I want to do is I want to run through some scenarios to discuss how the depreciation would work with that type of vehicle. And the first one that we're going to focus on is vehicles that are 6,000 and have a GVWR of 6,001 pounds or more. And again, the important thing to think about here is 6,001 pounds GVWR or more. So it's going to be most trucks, things like that. The depreciation options available to you are one, the ability to elect bonus depreciation of 100% in year one. So you could elect a bonus depreciation. If it's got a GVWR of 6,001 pounds or more, you can deduct bonus depreciation in year one. You can elect Section 179 expensing. If you have an SUV, crossover vehicle, or a van, the maximum would be $25,900 in year one. If you have a pickup, a cargo van, or a passenger van, you can deduct up to $1,040,000. Note, in order for that $1 million limit to be met, a pickup truck must have a bed of at least 6 feet. Otherwise, it would fall under that SUV 179 limit. A cargo van would have to, in order to qualify under that, would have to have a fully enclosed driver compartment and load carrying area and no seats behind the driver's seats. If it doesn't meet that qualification, it would go to that SUV 179 limit of 25,900. A passenger van, if it seats 9 people or less behind the driver's seat, it would also fall under the SUV area. And by the way, I'm going to put a link to the show notes of an article on our website about this so you can kind of read through this too, because I know this can be sometimes confusing, so I wanted to give that as an option as well. With these vehicles, you can also depreciate using maker's depreciation over 5 years, using the 5-year table. So let's put this into example. Let's say you buy and put in service before year end a qualifying used or new SUV with a GVWR of over 6,000 pounds. Let's say you purchase it for $50,000. Assuming that this vehicle is 100% business use, you can take a maximum deduction of that full $50,000 in year one using bonus depreciation. If for whatever reason you did not want to take 100% bonus depreciation, you could elect out of it. And in that situation, you could take $25,900 in Section 179 in year one, and then you would depreciate the remaining amount of that vehicle, that remaining from the $50,000, over the course of 5 years using the maker's 5 years depreciation numbers. So that is a vehicle of 6,001 pounds or more. Now let's talk about how you deduct a newer used car or vehicle with a GVWR of 6,000 pounds or less. Again, important thing to remember here is 6,000 pounds or less GVWR. Here you have the following options available to you. You can claim up to $8,000 in bonus depreciation in year one. So that's right off the top. Then you would have the following depreciation schedule with maximums. So the max would be $10,100 in year one, $16,100 in year two, $9,700 in year three, and in year four and every year thereafter, $5,760. So again, with a vehicle under 6,000, with a GVWR under 6,000 pounds, you can claim up to an $8,000 bonus depreciation in year one, and then you would depreciate a max in year one of $10,100. Now note, the $8,000 over and above that. So technically in year one, it'd be $18,100. Year two then would be a maximum of $16,100. Year three would be a max of $9,700. And then year four and every year thereafter, the max would be $5,760. So let's use another example. Let's say you buy and put into service before year end a used SUV with a GVWR of 6,000 pounds or less, and you pay $65,000. Assuming it is 100% business use, you could take that $8,000 in bonus depreciation in year one, and then you would take an additional $10,100 of regular depreciation for that, for a total of $18,100 in year one. Then again, year two would be $16,100, year three, $9,700, and then $5,760 every year thereafter until it's fully depreciated. So as you can see here, typically with a vehicle with a GVWR of 6,000 pounds or more, you're going to be able to depreciate much quicker than 6,000 pounds or less. So let's talk about some vehicle depreciation, some key points to think about, and some takeaways. First, you do want to keep a mileage log to prove the business use. Even if it is a 100% business vehicle, you should keep a mileage log to back up that business purpose, to prove that it is that 100%. The vehicle must be in the business name. If the vehicle's not in the business name, then you're going to want to use the accountable plan to reimburse yourself personally for the business use. If you have a business use that is less than 50%, you must use the mileage method. If business use is over 50%, you can use the mileage or the actual method. You choose, but not both. If you purchase a newer used vehicle with a GVWR of more than 6,000 pounds, then you can write off 100% of your business costs with bonus depreciation in year one, again, assuming that you buy it and place into service before the year's over. If you have a newer used vehicle with a GVWR of 6,000 pounds or less, then with a purchase price of $58,100 or more, you can write off up to $18,100 in year one. Again, if you buy it and place it in service before year end. So when we talk about depreciation, things get complicated. When we talk about automobile, there's so many different moving parts, and the type of automobile that you have that can change dramatically. So I wanted to get this article out there, especially before year end, in case people are looking to purchase a vehicle, they know kind of the ins and outs. And so again, just want to kind of go through the whole vehicle options again, just in summary. When it comes to year end purchases, there's two things that you need to remember. You have to own the vehicle and place it in service before December 31st in order for it to be considered a vehicle in that year. Again, place in service simply means drive it at least 1 mile. When you look at deducting a vehicle on the business, you have two options. The mileage deduction, which is basically you just take 57.5 cents for every business mile you have, or actual expenses. And actual expenses are when you find your business use percentage, so business miles divided by total miles, and then you multiply it by all those expenses that go into your vehicle. Loan interest and depreciation if you own a vehicle, lease payments, fuel, registrations, car washing, repairs, maintenance, insurance, etc. And again, if you have a business use of less than 50%, you must use the mileage. If it's more than 50%, you can choose between the mileage or actual. When we talk about actual, one of the biggest expenses is going to be depreciation. And this is where you get the expense for the actual cost of the vehicle. And when we look at depreciation, the big thing to consider is what is the GVWR? What is the gross vehicle weight rating of that vehicle? If it is 6,001 or more, 601 pounds or more, then it falls into one category. If it's 6,000 pounds or less, then it falls into another category. For those vehicles that are 6,001 pounds or more, you can elect bonus depreciation of a 100% in year one. You also have the option of Section 179 expensing it. You also have the option of using the maker's 5 years depreciation. But the big piece here, and where most people are going to fall, especially if they need that tax deduction, is 100% bonus depreciation in year one. So we did an example. You have bought an SUV with a GVWR of over 6,001 pounds or more. You pay $50,000 for it. Assuming that you place it in service before year end, you can take bonus depreciation of 100% for that. Now, if you have a business vehicle of 6,000 GVWR of 6,000 pounds or less, you can claim up to $8,000 in bonus depreciation in year one, and then you depreciate the rest as follows. Year one, you get $10,100. So if we take that $10,100 plus the $8,000 in bonus depreciation, year one is actually $18,100. But then year two is $16,100 maximum, year three is $9,700 maximum, and year four and every year thereafter is $5,760 in maximum. So when we talk about GVWR, if you have a higher GVWR, over 6,001 pounds or more, you're going to be able to depreciate that vehicle a lot quicker than if it's 6,000 pounds or less. But still, with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, things have gotten better when it comes to even those vehicles at 6,000 pounds or less. Remember to always keep a mileage log. This is going to help prove that business use percentage. Even if it's 100% business use, you're going to have that mileage log that helps defend and say, yes, this business is 100% business, or this vehicle is 100% business use. If the vehicle is not in the business name, if it's in the business name, capitalize it, do everything on the business side. If it's not in the business name, then you're going to need to use an accountable plan to reimburse yourself for the business use of that. So that's the majority of what we want to talk about when it comes to automobile depreciation, deducting, and things like that. So if you have any questions, this again is one of the year-end items that we want to talk about. As we know, people, as we get to 12/31, are going to start to want to lower that tax bill, and this might be something that you're looking to purchase a vehicle in January. Now might be a good time to speed that up and get it placed in service before year-end. So if you have additional questions about this, reach out to us. Again, hit us up in the Facebook group, shoot us an email, whatever is the easiest method for you to contact us. I want to thank you again for listening to another episode, and I will see you next week. Now, one last thing before I go. We created a Facebook group called Building a Successful Law Firm to take what you learn here and dive even deeper. This Facebook group is a place where we share tons of value for free, and you also have the opportunity to bring up situations you are faced with and collaborate not only with our team, but with other firm owners as well. Simply go to Facebook and search for the Building a Successful Law Firm group. Again, it's Building a Successful Law Firm group. I'll see you in there.
This has been another episode of the Law Firm Accounting and Tax Podcast from the team at Jetro. If you enjoy our weekly episodes, please leave a review on whatever platform you listen to us on and share with other law firm owners. If you have any questions or future topics you want to hear, email them to tax@jetrotax.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.